This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Now, if you listen to the podcast Happier with Gretchen Rubin, you know that I often refer to my sister Elizabeth as the sage. She is my sister the sage because she always says such wise things. And I always write them down immediately because she is so wise. And one of the wisest things that she's told me is that people succeed in groups. This came up when a good friend of hers who worked in Hollywood got a major boost to his career. He got a really, really big job. And I said to her, did it make you feel uncomfortable yourself that somebody you knew like got such a plum job? Because sometimes that can give you sort of a funny feeling when somebody you know gets something really great like that. And she said to me very wisely, well, yeah, I know what you mean, but I also remind myself that people succeed in groups. And if he's doing really well, that's probably going to be good for me. Now, in my observation, I think this is objectively true. I think it is actually objectively true that people succeed in groups. But the fact is, even if you don't believe that it's objectively true, it's a very comforting thought. And it's helpful reminding ourselves that it's not a zero-sum game. The fact that you do well doesn't mean that I'm going to do worse. And in fact, if you do well, that might be better for me because people succeed in groups. If you want to hear more from Elizabeth and her sage words, listen to her podcast, Happier in Hollywood, with her longtime friend and writing partner, Sarah Fain. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.